Ex-bank executive allegedly sexually abused woman on Epstein's Island with permission. By Amy Furr on May 4, 2023. A Monday court ruling accused an ex-Barclays executive of sexually abusing a woman during a visit to Jeffrey Epstein's Virgin Islands home after reportedly getting permission. 66-year-old Jess Staley is a former private banking boss at J.P. Morgan, the New York Post reported Wednesday. The man allegedly used aggressive force in his sexual assault of anonymous victim J.P.M. Jane Doe, and informed her that he had Epstein's permission to do what he wanted to her, the ruling said. The accusations are part of a ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Jed S. Rakoff which allow claims against Epstein's estate to continue. Meanwhile, Staley has said he was friends with Epstein but claims he never sexually assaulted women the now-dead man trafficked. In August 2019, Epstein was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell after hanging himself, according to Breitbart News. He had recently been charged on sex trafficking-related charges. The Post report continued. The filing, in New York's Southern District, puts more pressure on J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon by allowing claims by multiple Jane Does and the U.S. Virgin Islands, where Epstein had a house on a private island, to proceed. The claims say J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank were legally liable for their alleged facilitation of Epstein's sex crimes and knowingly benefited from participating in a sex trafficking venture, Judge Rakoff wrote. In March, J.P. Morgan Chase sued Staley and claimed he helped cover up Epstein's criminal activities to retain him as a client, per the Associated Press, AP. The New York bank seeks to hold Staley personally liable for any financial penalties that J.P. Morgan may have to pay in two related cases. The outlet said, adding it wants him to repay wages from when he allegedly knew about the abuse. J.P. Morgan's lawsuit was filed after the bank was sued by the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as by a woman identified as Jane Doe, who was allegedly abused by Epstein. Those lawsuits claim J.P. Morgan should have seen evidence of Epstein's sex trafficking and knowingly benefited from it, the report added. Past lawsuits reportedly show the men corresponded through email and text and had a close relationship. The Post article said the bank executive also spent time at Epstein's Virgin Islands home. Now, victims allege Epstein said he would bring clients to J.P. Morgan if he had Staley to shield him and the crimes he committed. In February 2020, Staley said he regretted ever knowing Epstein. For sure, with hindsight with what we know now, I deeply regret having any relationship with Jeffrey, he commented.